Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We have a guest today, actually. It's a very special day. First time we've ever had a guest on the ship come visit us. So we're super stoked. And so this is in honor of the Hype House's new Netflix show, which you might have heard of. Today we have someone from the Hype House joining us, and that is Brylan Anus joining us. Brylan Anus, come on in.
Oh, what up, bro?
What's up, Brylan? How you doing, man?
I was fucking rough, dude.
What was?
Just the whole, like, up.
Oh, yeah, coming up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a trip.
Yeah, it's definitely a trip.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, bro, I'm great.
Congrats on the show, by the way.
Sick. I was like, what the fuck? Who even watches Netflix anymore? Trip me out.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
Yeah, like you and like my mom.
Right.
Everything's on YouTube, dude.
Oh, okay, I see.
And TikTok.
Right.
You love fuck with TikTok?
Yeah, I go on there occasionally.
That's cool. Just,
you know, okay.
You might have seen me then.
Yeah, no, I definitely know of you.
But yeah, Netflix thing is super chill.
So the one question I have about the Netflix show is what, like, between you guys filming TikToks and stuff, what else do you do?
Oh, dude, it's like, it's going to be so lit, like so popping. Like, we just, like, we're just always chilling, just almost just shit.
Chilling?
Oh, we chill, like, oh, so much. Like, sometimes I chill at Breeston's house. Sometimes I'm at, you know, Taylin's house. It's just, like, so much chilling. Like, there's so much that goes on.
But what do you guys do? What do you talk about when you're chilling?
Oh, shit, you know, like, anything. Like, fuck, can I cuss?
Go ahead, yeah, you burn space.
Dude, we talk. Like pussy fighting, dude. Fighting's like a big one, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a huge fight coming up.
Do you?
Massive, bro.
Nice. Against who?
I forget the kid's name. He makes like workout videos or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
He works out a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I definitely had to work out a lot for this fight.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been training?
Oh yeah. Tons of pod work.
Pod work?
Pod work, yeah.
What's that?
It's like when your coach holds up like pods and like you hit them.
Oh, pads. Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, dude, it's so sick because, like, my parents were like, you have to go to college. And I'm like, no, that shit's so lame, dude. Like, I could understand if you got in, like, a big school, you know, like Harvard or something. Like, they fucking party. But, like, I'm not going to pay to party, dude. I can get pussy, like, anywhere.
Right. That's what college is for.
Yeah.
Just pussy.
Yeah.
Right. So, what, you guys eat? Do you guys go out to eat anywhere?
Yeah, we chill. Hold on. Fuck.
What's the menu like at Saddle Ranch?
Hello? No fucking way, dude. Hold on, just taking call. Saddle Ranch? Oh, yeah. All right. I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way. Okay, bye. Late. Bye. Bro, I gotta go.
What?
My boy's going to Saddle Ranch.
I thought you were going to be here for the...
Oh, hell no. Hollywood Fix guy's there, and he's like talking mad shit, so I gotta handle it. I'll see you, bro. This was chill, though.
Okay. So Big Chungus has a new song.
What's up, guys? This is the CMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
I'm glad you're back, dude.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're back. You should have seen who was in your seat before. It was
yeah. No, was I bizarre. Caught him on the way out.
Brylan Anus
yeah.
is his name.
Yeah. I think it's Anus.
Anus. Ooh, why was it spelled like anus?
Hey, that's a good question. I know his friends call him anus. So.
Yeah, but it was nice chatting with him, and he left apparently.
Yeah.
Oh. I hope he's doing great, and all, you know, best of luck with the Netflix show. I'm sure it's gonna be.
Yeah, he seemed heated on his way out.
Yeah, I think the Hollywood Fix guy was talking some more shit.
Yeah, he was like, dude, let him know, like, don't ever talk about my fucking girl or my jab like that. Like,
right.
Like, I'm on my way. I'm gonna fucking, like, I was like, whoa, bro. Yeah. It can't be that serious.
Yeah, dude.
He didn't even talk to me.
He didn't talk to you?
No.
You saw him on the way?
Yeah.
You were beaming and he was beaming down?
No, like, I had just finished. I'm like cleaning off. I was like, what's up, bro? And he just like.
Just finished what?
Like the beam.
Oh, the beam. Okay.
You know, like that little after moment where it's like you like, it's like all your molecules come together. And you're just kind of like vibrating for a second. You're like.
You just can't say I just finished and I was cleaning off and then do this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, I was finishing beaming, guys.
Okay.
That's not a euphemism for anything. All right. Beaming is a whole different context up here. But yeah, and so he just like, he dipped, and I'm like, you fucking asshole, like, I'm co-owner of this UVO.
And he sat in your chair, too. I thought he was going to sit in the guest chair, which is right there, by the way.
Kind of bold, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We do have some other guests today,
We do, yeah.
To thank.
We want to give a big special shout-out to these guests, because they have been patiently waiting for this moment. They've put in some big Patreon support donations, and it's finally time that we feature them the way we intended. So everybody, thank you for that. If you're listening on audio, this is a sequence that you really can't hear.
Yeah, or comprehend.
Yeah.
So go to the YouTube video, I guess. Or we were thanking the people on Patreon that donated, what, $1,000 or something like that?
Yeah.
The highest tier for at least a month.
Yeah.
And it's three people.
Each one of these people put $1,000. So
yes.
That money was put into the ship. So thank you.
And if you don't know, we do bonus episodes every single week on patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So there's a little plug. And also we want to say that we have a brand new song out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're here and you don't know, we got a new song out. It's called Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening to this Thursday night, then it comes out.
Tomorrow.
No. Yes. No, it'll come out tonight. It's out. The video comes out on Friday.
Yes, correct. The song's out.
Yeah.
The video will be out on Friday.
Yeah. And then so we're not going to, we'll talk more about it next week. But for now, we'll just say, just listen to it.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
And kind of just bask in the dad.
I think we could hype it up a little bit and say, you know, a long time ago we joked about doing a song that was all dad jokes. So this is kind of like a little.
It's a version of that. That's where the idea started, and then it became what it became.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of it, and I think that Quinn 92 is on the chorus of the song. So if you like him, he absolutely smashed it out of the park.
Yeah. I think, you know. We you know, some of you have said that you felt like some of our music felt like it was getting too serious. So we had to remind you, we don't take ourselves seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
We are small, bald losers every day we wake up.
And we got ketchup all over our small dicks.
Yeah, all over our little tendy cocks. So can't really call it a cock because it's so small. So, you know.
It's more of a wiener.
Yeah. Barely.
Yeah. It's a small little sausage, like a breakfast sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something you can definitely pee with.
Right, but that's it.
That's about it.
That's all it does.
You can only pee with it, really.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, we just had to remind you all that we're small, bald losers at heart. And so Daddy is, you know, it's just a fun comedic joint.
It is. We got jokes still, believe it or not, we do.
Easily, we should talk about it more next week. But I did want to kind of hype up the video and say, that's the most lax set we've ever had, I think.
It was pretty relaxed.
Like, you know, even Super Zan was fucking stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Can I tangent for a second and say, you know, we did all of Super Zan for $3,500?
Really?
We pulled so many favors for that video.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the amount of different shots we had in that video and the amount of, like, different shit that happened.
Crazy.
And the grandma that...
Yo, everything.
Professional grandma.
Yeah. Really quickly, you know, I do want to give a big thanks to Nima. He was great on this. Obviously, the whole crew. I do want to say thank you to Alina as well, because she pulled some strings and got us a super fire colorist.
Yeah.
A dude named Matt Osborne. So, Matt, if you somehow see this, thank you so much for coloring our video. I was deathly afraid that when we gave him the footage, he was going to be like,
I'm sorry, guys. I color literal movies.
Yeah. Well, and he's English, so.
I color literal movies.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was his name? Matt?
Matt.
Sorry,
Osmond.
Matt. That's not you. That's my bad impression of a British person. But.
Yeah, so we joined.
Sorry.
We joined like this virtual color session, and he was like, "Oh, pleasure to meet you. I quite like the song, actually. It's a lot of fun. I need to know these lyrics. I really connect with this." I'm like, "Oh, yes, we nailed it. Yes." So, you know, we got a co-sign from Matt Osborne. So I think that is worth mentioning.
To that, Matt, I say, thank you.
Yeah. And then again, I just want to give big thanks to Alina's 6-year career in advertising to bring us that. It's yeah, we can talk about that more next week.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the video first. That's all we'll give you.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about it next week and what the set was like and what the makeup was like and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a whole different story.
Yeah. But.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
In the meantime, we also want to thank this a lot of shit. There was a lot of like fan made shit this week.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if I got a chance to send this to the Talking Points thread, but there was a dude. Did you see the AI podcast thing?
Wait, who?
Did I send? Do you remember like back in the day we were talking about how funny it would be if someone took all of our podcast episodes, like our voice, fed them into like a NLP engine or whatever, like an AI engine.
And just recreated us?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like what's the word?
Simulated?
Simulated, I guess. Yeah. Simulated what we would sound like actual audio. Basically, it's an audio podcast, AI generated, that's totally like falsified. Simulated.
Did you send that to the thread? Because I have it here.
I think I did. I'm not sure.
I could punch this through here. I'll send it to her. It's crazy that like we can get, you know, iMessage and stuff working up here.
It's at Starlink.
Yeah. Yeah, it is at Starlink. That's
big ups to Elon for that one.
We need to find like, we need to go somewhere and figure out the like, we got to find like the intergalactic like AT&T store.
Yeah.
We got to get on their wave because like sticking like with Earth stuff is cool, but we need, you know, like what are, you know,
what's like,
what's like the fucking WhatsApp for the galaxy? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the clubhouse for Interstellar? Like, could we join an alien clubhouse room?
And we're going to get that at the AT&T store?
Well, I mean, not AT&T, but you know, there's got to be like an intergalactic like cell phone type store.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, could you imagine we walk in there's an alien, but he's got a fucking fade.
And he's wearing a polo.
Yeah. Yeah. He's listening to like fucking, you know, just like Dominican music. Oh yeah, we're like, oh shit, a little slice of home, and you know, That shit would be, it'd be sick.
It would be pretty sick.
So we got to find that so we can, like, you know, text.
We're like, what's the Galaxy WhatsApp? He's like, it's just still WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's still WhatsApp, yeah.
That's sweet. Telegram, actually.
You guys don't know that Zuck is a... Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't break
that
out.
On the down low. So yeah, that dude's supposed to be kind of hush hush about that, but
that dude's been alive for like literally 30,000 years. Yeah. He's been around, dude. Like, you guys think he was like some teenager? No, like, he like crawled in that woman's stomach, birthed as a baby, and like, he's been made Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, intergalactically.
He,
like,
made that on Earth 1.
Yeah.
And then he came, wait, you don't know. Oh, you also don't. You guys are Earth too. You didn't know that? Oh,
damn.
Fuck. Yeah, you guys have happened already.
Yeah.
And it didn't end well the first time, let me tell you that.
Yeah. So Mark was like, fuck it. I'll just, you know, buy the dip, ride it back up. Yeah. I mean, that dude, like, guys, he's billionaire beyond literal worlds that you can imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you guys thought oil money was a lot? Nah. You don't know about intergalactic Facebook money, bro. Anyway, let's see this.
You gotta fast forward to the point where it actually happens, though.
What's this dude's name, though?
The rest of the video is him. Yeah, what's his name? Scroll down for a second. So we can thank this man. I can't see.
Yeah, I'm just gonna shout out his YouTube. Zied YT.
There you go.
Let's check him out. Apparently he's from Germany. So I love, by the way, while you find the time code for when this kicks off, I had a programmer moment this weekend, and I felt like, it just felt good. Felt as though I still had it.
What did you do?
So
you wrote code?
No, so I was setting some shit up for Twitch, and Streamlabs kept having this error. And I, Siva couldn't really put it together, and I said, oh, you know what it is? I bet it's because the space in the folder, I bet you, like, the OBS is using, like, some weird JavaScript thing, and I bet you it can't parse out, like, the %20.
Oh.
And so I replaced the spaces with underscores. Worked like a charm.
No way.
Yeah.
I love that. I love those little, like, moments where you're like, it wasn't a complete fucking waste.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I did... do you remember the video I did for 1 million subs, I'm pretty sure, where I animated Social Blade, like, dropping like that? That was all JavaScript that I had to go in the... in like the console and Chrome
just
and just
it.
Fuck with the JavaScript. Yeah, I wrote my own like little script and then ran it when I needed to fill my screen. And I was like, I would never be able to do this if I didn't have a 4-year college education.
Yeah, you're like, fucking...
fuck yeah, baby. It was all worth it, baby.
I mean, I guess, you know, I guess Anus wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Like, everything is kind of for YouTube. Like, yeah. YouTube is where it happens.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see this.
Hold on, I did a Business Insider interview. They asked me about like my history. It was all about like engineering to content creation.
Yeah.
And so it was like 30 minutes of her just like asking me questions about my engineering history, and like it actually made me giddy.
Nice.
To be honest, I was like, no one ever asked me about this.
You heard it here first, journalists. The way to Cody's heart is asking him about his engineering background. Yes.
She's like, so what languages you do? Oh, Swift, I'm in JavaScript, you name it, Node.js, what do you want to know? It was awesome.
Could you tell us how to put a table view inside of... Oh, yeah, dude.
Shit, dude.
Fucking...
What's the speed, or what's the sort time of a red black tree?
Fuck, talking my language, bro.
Dude.
What are you doing later? All right. Let's
hear
this shit.
Sync them with either images or video. Here's an example of it, but I decided to use video for the complete project instead of still image, so we won't have this still image just staring at you,
staring into your soul, just looking deep.
And hey, now we have the final project.
Welcome to the TMG podcast.
This is the Synthesize episode.
Enjoy this one.
Synthesize.
Wait, did you see what happened?
Wait, what is wrong, dude?
You saw what that look guy did.
No, who's look done? No, no.
But there is a horse over there.
Come on, Ned, stop.
Sorry, man, I had to do it.
Okay, you caught me this time.
So, that's it for today. I hope you...
Holy fuck, that's so good on so many levels.
Yeah. Head to do it. It's got all my key phrases.
Sorry, man. Had to do it.
Sorry, man. Had to do
it. Hey, dude, look, there is a horse over there. Oh, come on, man. Stop. Also, I love that we sound like robots. It like totally matches
Fuck,
the shit
dude.
Vibe a little bit. You know, we kind of sound like Candace a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We get... She's learning how to, you know, warm up to the show.
She is.
She doesn't like really speak yet, but don't worry, guys. Her
AI is still learning. She's listening to us speak, and soon she'll know how to speak better than us, basically.
Yeah, that's where we want to get it to, where she's just her own living, breathing thing.
But that's the beauty of AI, is that that's slowly happening.
Yeah, without us even trying.
Yes, and then soon she'll have no need for us, and she'll dispose of us.
Well, no, hopefully we can make an agreement. She won't take the ship from us. You know,
hopefully, yeah.
We'll remember, see. We can just walk downstairs and unplug her.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing to turn her off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If anyone's ever scared of AI or like the future of robotics,
you just turn them off.
Just know you can just unplug those little bitches.
Yeah.
Dude, Michael Reeves. Sorry, are we done talking about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, we still have the song too.
The Big Chungus?
Yeah, the Big Chungus. Can we play the song? We also want to shout out, what's his name?
It is.
He's great.
It is.
Eliminate, yeah.
Eliminate.
For making, he's like a producer, and he produced a song sampling the TikTok like sound effects.
Yeah,
bit
us
from,
going
from
like
podcast.
Wonky slash.
Yeah. So can we rip that too?
Epic Chungus moment. I think it's right at the end. Oh, perfect. Epic Chungus moment.
Stop. It's so weird having the...
we can just have the music.
Every time you pan to me, I'm like... be natural.
That background, bruh.
Promo code. Download. Promo code.
Great, man.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
So fucking good, man.
Bro, we're going to have to we're going to have to work something out. We're going to have to use that to promote merch or something.
I think we got to, man. I think we got to buy from you.
Yeah, we just got to license it and we can get right to this in a second.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing like some Tim and Eric type cut where someone's like in the merch like throwing up and then the puke is just just right at the edge.
When you download,
it's a little diarrhea coming out the butt. Anyways, yeah.
I was gonna say Michael Reeves, the robot dog pissing beer video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think we ever talked about that, but that's literally like one of the best videos.
So good, man.
I just tweeted because I just wanted to show him love.
And you said I love you.
I said I love you.
Yeah.
And first of all, he didn't fucking acknowledge it at all. And we follow each other. I mean, he must have seen it, right? I don't know.
You would think.
I think he ghosted us about the podcast.
You feel like he hates us?
I think he kind of hates us. Yeah. I don't know what we did, but anyways, I love him. Wow. I don't care because I love him. And so I tweeted his video. I said, hey, this is the best video I've ever seen. And the CEO of Salesforce retweeted it and then followed me.
Nice. So we're going to get a discount on Salesforce?
Exactly. Are you stoked?
I am, kind of, because... we're going to need Salesforce to build our team of engineers to eventually, you know, create this podcast fully simulated.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, to do that full time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to need a full team of engineers to run the podcast so that it's no longer us in the chair.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know.
Two holograms.
It's just like.
Just making horse jokes.
What is that Google like? Image.
It's just an hour of, hey dude, there's a horse over there, dude. Not, stop doing that.
Not again.
Now there's a horse over there. Not again.
Had to do it. Sorry.
Had to do it.
Sorry.
Who is this Luke guy?
I don't know. There's a horse over there.
What? Where? Dude, stop.
Bro,
Luke is a horse. What?
Horse guy Luke there over not.
It starts bugging out.
It's reversed.
Luke is a walkie slush horse joke.
Here we go. Now my brain's going to start going, Luke is a walkie slush. Bruh. Whoa, Kenny. Ear.
That's a new one. Record scratch.
Nice. That was good.
That was good, right?
Right. Straight to camera.
Bro. Where that came from. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. I was actually looking at... what is it? GPT-3 just came out?
Yeah.
Do we talk about that at all?
Maybe we did. It came out a while ago. It was like 6 months ago, I think.
Yeah, so...
maybe longer?
No, there's like a new GPT that's out.
Okay.
And it's kind of insane, but it prompted me to look at this AI thing, Big Dream. You've seen that shit where it can like produce these like really fucked up images. You basically give it a bunch of information and it will kind of like stitch images together.
Okay.
And I got like really curious about it until I realized how technical it can be. So I gave up. But that shit is like, I think some dude kind of made like a music video out of Big Dream stuff. It was really fucking dope. But that stuff to me was like, it was crazy just thinking about, imagine a director or someone using GPT and speaking to it and going, all right, I need like a rough concept for a video. I want like this and that and this and that. And then just some like director tool that outputs a rough dreamlike version of the music video.
You could do that
video.
Already, probably.
You definitely could. But I just, you know, imagining something like that fully puts characters together and I'm thinking something that's really detailed. That will be insane if you can just do that for a fucking, instead of like going to like scout locations and stuff. You're like, I want a da-da-da-da-da-da. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And then a producer goes, oh, okay, yeah, I'll find a location that does that. And I don't know.
I don't think it's that far off, honestly.
No, like, I think like 5 years.
The samples I've seen from GPT-3 of people like that just feed it in a couple parameters and then it builds an entire story out of it.
Yeah.
Is crazy. And it doesn't really make all that much sense, but
no.
It's only a matter of time before that shit just pumps out an actual script.
Yeah. Well, the dude from Silicon Valley, I always get his name wrong. He does the Verizon commercials.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Middleditch?
Yeah. He did a short film where it was all AI-driven script.
Really?
It makes no sense. But yeah, it's on YouTube. It's like 20 minutes long.
That's hilarious.
It's really cool. Yeah.
I thought of, like, right when GPT-3 came out, I'd be like, it'd be hilarious. Yeah, this is the video. I don't want to say I had this idea, but like, obviously, this guy's a
Tom
fucking genius.
Tom Scott.
He's great.
Yeah.
When it first came out, I was like, it would be hilarious for me to download it and figure out, or just have it give me YouTube video ideas.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I tried it. I went on the GitHub. I was like, I don't even know where to start.
It's that part, the learning curve for AI and specifically GPT-3 stuff is pretty intense. Look, that's why his hair is gray, because he read the docs one time.
Yeah.
You remember how young Tom Scott used to look like a year ago? Yeah. He read those GPT-3 docs and he's like, I'm Tom Scott. You may remember me from earlier YouTube videos when my hair was brown. Now I'm completely gray from the GPT-3 docs. And I'm not sure I could finish the project because I might die.
That's a good impression of him.
Thanks, dude. Yeah.
Is this video good? Did anyone watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, and is it funny? Yeah.
That is scary.
That's you don't have a mic, do you?
No.
Okay, so he said that he had GPT-3 make YouTube titles for other YouTubers, and one of the YouTubers was already working on that same idea that GPT-3 gave them. That's fucking creepy.
That's really creepy. I also kind of like that. Maybe
that's super dope.
Yeah, too. Maybe we need to set up GPT-3 so I can start racking my brain. I already know what mine would be.
Yeah.
Cult, medical fraud, pussy, like just some variation of that.
Medical fraud pussy?
Yeah. I like the amount of like medical.
Medical fraud pussy?
Dude.
Wait, you installed a fake pussy on my wife. You're a fraud.
Yeah, that's like a CW show in 2050. You put the wrong pussy on my wife. That is not how her pussy looked before. Doctor, you frauded my pussy.
What the fuck was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I was listening to a podcast it was an interview from this guy who wrote a book on like the future of robotics and like what you should do right now to save your career, basically, or to like make sure you're safe. And one thing he said was that like start a podcast.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then now that a whole idea is
yeah,
bunk.
Yeah.
Because that little snippet was better than anything we've produced in the last year at least.
Yeah, we invested in this whole spaceship and just to be shown up by some AI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This guy wrote code for 2 hours and made a better 10 seconds too. It's like 10 seconds. It's not even long.
Yeah.
People are going to finish this hour of this episode and be like, God, that
AI
fucking horse joke was so good.
So good. And then his whole channel is just going to be requests like, can you AI my favorite TV show? I hate watching the the original one, but yeah. I think your AI would make it really funny.
Yeah, how can I watch the entire series of Friends in 10 seconds?
Ross, don't put the horse in there.
Joey, I eat sandwiches.
The end.
The end. Is that a horse sandwich? Gross.
We're all white. The end. That's the opening line in the AI version of Friends. We're all white. Is there a horse in my sandwich? I eat sandwiches.
Oh man, there's this dude. What's his name? Benny Drama, I think, on TikTok. Hilarious. He makes just sketches and super fucking funny videos. And one of his videos was if there was a gay dude in the Friends crew.
Oh shit!
And he was like. I forget what it did, but it ended on him saying, I think you should peg Ross.
Yeah, that's the AI.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all white. I eat sandwiches. You should peg Ross. There's a horse in the fridge. No, real quick. You saying Benny, this is an ADD episode. You saying Benny made me think of that fucking TikTok that Benny the Butcher retweeted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Shout out to this dude, Joey Hip Hop, I think his name is.
We can't play it though, right? Because it's his music.
Nah, yeah. Damn. I think his
just
music.
Just explain it.
So, you know, I assume most people haven't listened to Benny the Butcher, but if you have, you know, Benny's life is just fucking intense. And his music is, you know, it's 300 push-ups music.
Yeah.
Like the whole time you listen to that music, you want to do 300 push-ups or more. And so this dude, Joey Hip Hop, puts it on TikTok and he's just doing TikTok dances to it. Like fucking Corvette. Yeah. And Benny just retweets it with the weirdest emoji. He's never used an emoji like that on Twitter and the entire time I followed him. It's the embarrassed face one. Okay. And I think Benny uses that like pure shock. Like
it's like
what the fuck is going on with my music right now?
It's like I don't wanna make music anymore.
Yeah.
This is what's gonna happen.
Yeah. One of my favorite Benny the Butcher moments is he tweeted, I don't make music for nerds. And three programmers replied to him and said, I don't know, man. I listen to your music while I write code, so.
I don't know, man. I listen to your music while I'm synthesizing my favorite podcast.
So. Sorry.
Looks like you do make music for nerds.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. Speaking of 300 push-ups and fighting.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do
let
the
that
fight.
One ring through the ship.
Woo! Woo!
Bro, I think that was the universe balancing out what happened last week.
What did happen? That's a good point.
With Logan Paul's little brother?
Yeah, they were like, sorry.
Oh, no, with the guy who fought KSI's little brother?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
The guy who fought KSI's little brother, you know.
Yeah,
that
the
whole
universe was like, we owe you for this. We know 1.5 million of you bought that joke.
And we're going to fix it.
Yeah, and we're going to fix it by delivering the best night of fighting. I didn't even watch it. I just watched the replays, but holy fuck.
Bruh, I have to say, genuinely, you missed out. And I didn't even catch the prelims, and I wish I caught the prelims. That shit had me so nostalgic. It felt like watching fights like 10 years ago.
Really?
When people weren't as technical, and it was just straight brawlers. Man, I strapped into that card like, That was, you know.
Yeah.
By the end of it,
dude,
I was squirting.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Weidman's broken leg. Did you guys see that? That actually was disturbing.
Oh my God. So I feel like I have to explain this because I feel most people don't understand that leg break beyond how foul it was.
Yeah. Do it in like layman's terms. Said it to me.
Yeah. I'll make it real simple. So when Chris Weidman was coming up, he was like on like, I think like a 7-0 win streak. He's taking dudes out and people were hyping him up like, this is going to be the guy that beats Anderson Silva.
Anderson Silva?
Silva was the former champion.
The best of the best.
Oh, yeah. He considered the greatest of all time.
Okay.
Would clown people in the ring, was just a fucking artist in there. Anyways, Chris Weidman knocked him out. And no one wanted to accept it. No one wanted to believe it. We all knew that Anderson was like close to 40, but we didn't want to believe that shit. But he touched him and he put him away. So they had a rematch. Because the way Anderson got knocked out is he was like fucking around and he got touched. So they set it up again. And the fight's going, and Anderson backs up, and he throws a kick, and he shatters his leg. The shin breaks his shin, and you see his leg rubber.
It wraps around Chris's leg.
Yeah, just
it wraps around it, and then rebounds back, and then he goes back to step on it,
and it bends,
and you go like that.
And it's a gruesome gift that has haunted me for years, and you know. What's crazy is in that moment after Andy broke his leg, Chris Weidman throws his arms up and he runs a circle around the ring.
Okay.
Not saying that is significant of anything. It's just like he celebrated. I don't think he realized what had happened there.
Right.
And then he sees it after and he goes, oh, shit, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So then Chris, fast forward, he's been a bit of a losing streak. His career had not shaped out to be the way it started.
And he was kind of supposed to be the next one, right?
Yeah. He was a champion for a couple fights. He defended 3 times, and then he started to lose a lot. And so he was coming into this fight like he's 36. If he's going to make a run, it's got to be now. He's really got to get after it. And the first thing he throws is that leg kick, and it breaks the exact same way Anderson's broke. And that is potentially going to sideline his career for who knows how long. You know, the doctors told him 6 to 12 months, but a lot of people speculate it'll be longer just because that type of injury is fucking awful.
Right.
It's so brutal. And yeah.
It's weirdly poetic. The fact that it happened, it looks the same. The side-by-side shots look exactly the same.
Yeah.
They both went and stepped back on it the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's
bizarre.
It's not, it's not poetic in that, like, Chris deserved that or anything like that. It's just a strange, you know, it just feels
turn
like
of events.
Yeah, it's just
like
a weird, like,
to happen or something.
Yeah, two sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Like, it just.
And you told me there's only ever been 3 leg breaks in the UFC.
Yeah. Chris has been in 2 of them. Yeah. Chris,
what are the odds of that? That's just crazy.
Yeah, the fact that he checked one and then the other one is his.
Yeah.
Insane. So, I mean, seeing that just, and it, you got to feel for the other dude, Uriah Hall, because he's had a couple victories like that where he's just standing there kind of feeling bad, like, fuck. There's like a meme on like the MMA subreddit. I don't know if you know what that is.
No. Subreddit?
Yeah. Mm. It's like, sorry, Adam. And that's what he said after he has like this spinning back kick that ethers this dude in one of his opening. Wait, do we have an in memoriam?
Oh, yeah, we do. This is just
the. Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, watch this.
Can we show this?
No, let's not show this.
I think, yeah, this might hurt people's eyeballs.
Yeah. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. But we should do a quick in memoriam.
Yeah, let's do that before we continue talking.
Just to get the vibe, you know? This weekend.
Ow. Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, that fight.
Ow.
Wildly imbalanced. This was so sick. One arm rear naked choke.
I can't. He couldn't even stand right there. That was crazy. We did it anyways. We got to censor that.
And of all the superlatives.
Okay, so this got me into so I'm couldn't stop watching the replays of all this shit, and then I'm like looking more into Usman, and then I look into the fight with the Trump guy. What's his name?
Oh, Colby Covington.
Yes. Oh my God, what a character that dude is.
And oh,
what
dude.
Insane. I just like ended up on his Twitter somehow, and he was talking shit about
he like
Masvidal and Usman, and then I saw clips of them, Usman and him, talking shit to each other, where he's like, "I broke your face."
Yeah. Yeah, Colby, like, at some point decided he was just going to turn heel and just full up, like, wrestling style. Just, you went for it. So that was, like, his whole thing, like, you know, fighting for Donald Trump and all that shit. So, you know, it was funny. It was, like, you want to talk about a little bit of poetry. It was poetic that Colby literally did all that shit talking about Usman and got his jaw broken.
Yeah.
It was funny. Fans of fighters, they get, you know, weird ideas in their head, you know, the same way I did with Anderson Silva. You just kind of develop these weird, like, dude, don't talk shit about my boy.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And for Colby, I saw a hilarious comment, which was, you know, Twitter MMA, or MMA Twitter, sorry, is so, like, it's so funny. Just just the way these dudes go back and forth. So some dude replies to the thread and he goes like, yeah, that's how Colby got his jaw broken. And some dude follows up and says, bro, his jaw got broken because it got punched in the same place repeatedly. Like, obviously it's going to break. And the dude falls up and goes, dude, you can't work out your jaw. You'll fall over on your arm 5 times the same way and it breaks on the 6th. It's not because the ground was damaging your arm over time. And I'm like, what is this science you guys are trying to do right now? Like, what are you guys even talking about?
That's every thread. That's every thread except for Reddit, because, or Reddit or what, you know, whatever. Not familiar with it, but like on Reddit, it's like things get upvoted. So all the best replies float to the top, and then eventually it's like a nice, you know, conversation or like nice reply chain or whatever. On Twitter or on Instagram, it's just looking at people argue.
It's so
just
funny.
That. It's entirely that. It's people with like the most skewed sense of logic, and they're both on opposite ends, and it just ends up being like that.
It basically looks like AI.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how are you supposed to work out your jaw? First of all, eat gum all the time, because let me tell you, I do, and my jaw is not that strong.
There's a horse in his jaw.
And sometimes, like when I'm eating a horse sandwich, my jaw is not that strong.
Hey man, look over there, there's a horse in the fridge. Come on man, don't do that to me. We're talking about working out my jaw. But yeah. So Colby is going to fight Usman again, I guess. And I'm
excited for that one. I'll watch the shit out of that.
I have to say this, bro. Like, this fight pumped people up in a way that I could not have anticipated. Everyone became a fight expert overnight.
Right.
I posted Masvidal getting knocked out, and I had people replying to me saying, you knew that was going to happen. Obviously, it's like, dog, it's not even about that. It's like, I got on some weird philosophical thing. I think the craziest part is like, for that knockout to be the crescendo of the whole night, because it was just like, it seemed like every fighter was trying to show up the last one. It's like, oh, you busted out his nerve? Watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to hit him, yeah. And I'm going to win this fight. Check is like, whoa! Then Rose got out there and she was like, I took a year off. You think I don't have it? Watch this. Bop. Yeah. And for Jorge to get knocked out like in that perfect of a way.
Yeah, it was with the sweat spraying off of his face.
Yeah.
It looked like a movie poster.
Yeah. I mean, I said that shit looked like a Gatorade commercial.
Yeah.
I was pissed because I really wanted to say, I saw a tweet that was, I want to feel like that Drake Sprite commercial.
Okay.
You know, like, or I'm looking for someone to make me feel like that Drake Sprite commercial where his head gets all like,
yeah.
You remember that shit?
I think so.
It's like, ain't nothing at all. And like parts of his head were just like piecing into his brain.
Oh, no, I don't think I have seen that.
It's like a Sprite Remix commercial. Okay. Anyway, I was like, bro, Sprite Remix would be a great reference, or that commercial would be a great reference for what just happened.
I see.
Scrolling Twitter the next day, I saw a kid's like, oh, well, this is what Masvidal looked like with this. And I was like,
fuck.
60,000 retweets. I was like,
that was me with Tom's video. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many views? Fucker.
I'm Chris Weidman on Twitter now.
Yeah.
Every time I go to tweet, getting hauled out with my fist in the air.
The best part about like doing research into Colby, that dude.
Yeah.
And his like just antics and stuff like that. And
oh, like him and Lil Pump posing.
That's the best part. Is it on so his Instagram? Weird. It's
yeah.
Just him and Lil Trump or Lil
Trump.
Trump. Might as well be Lil Trump.
Yo, shout out Lil Trump.
Sorry, I mean Little Pimp. That's what I mean.
Little Pimp.
Him and Little Pimp standing next to a private jet, like on their way to the Trump conference or whatever. And it's
so
like
strange.
It's like Trump guys or something like that. I was like, this is not a cool picture at all. At all. I know it feels cool, but it's not cool.
Careful, dude. Kobe's going to hear this. He doesn't shy away from any kind of light.
Okay.
So he's going to hear this and be like, Cody Ko, you're a fucking pussy and I'll fuck you up. I saw the way you acted with Jake Paul, you fucking little bitch.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Colby.
Yeah.
I think you're cool. No, I think he's really entertaining. I do. I think that picture specifically was hilarious. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think some people can't see past like the character.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, he gets on my nerves 100%. To me, I just, I hate him because, like, and the UFC totally knows what they're doing. Immediately after Usman won, they had him staged for an interview. I'm like, oh,
Colby?
Yeah. I'm like, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I laughed because the top comment after Jorge knocked out or got knocked out was, LOL, Colby's deaded. Like, everyone calls him pillow hands.
Okay.
Because they think he can't hit hard. And a lot of people were, it was this, dude, it's so funny. Same thing with the Jake Paul fight. Oh, dude, it's rigged. It's fake.
Yeah.
Usman won, and there's so many people on MMA Twitter. Oh, he was obviously juicing. Look at his back knee. Dude was juicing, dude. Juicing. It's just like, it's so funny. Some people just can't accept, like, nah, your boy lost. And even if he was juicing, he still lost. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't take anything away from Jorge. He still, like, could beat the fuck out of 99% of people. But
so what happens now to him? Like, he'll just keep fighting, but yeah, in, like, not the main card, you know, like, not the headlining fight. It'll just be like...
Yeah, he probably won't get a title shot for a long time, but, you know, he'll probably... he's already building the base for, like, fighting Nate Diaz again for the BMF belt. It's like a pseudo belt.
Yeah.
UFC is definitely turning more into wrestling than it was before. It's definitely getting into a weird, definitely getting into a weird place.
Definitely.
Like, Conor wants his own belt.
Oh, okay.
With, like,
the what belt?
I forgot what he called it, but he wants it stylized with gems and stones that he likes.
Sick.
And it's just so ridiculous,
fuck,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The leprechaun belt.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Who the fuck is this guy? I won't do any leprechaun voices. I just don't want Ireland Twitter on my ass. Ireland MMA Twitter is scary, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
We might have a lot of heat after this episode.
Yeah, we're going to get pints and MAGA flags, like, speared into our fucking cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Just picking the most two toxic fan bases. We really
Little
need to...
Pimp and yeah. Colby, or are you talking about...
Oh, yeah, Colby and Ireland MMA Twitter. We're going to have to... We're going to have to really align ourselves with BTS.
Yes.
Like, we're going to need some fucking help.
They'll protect us.
Yo, that should be the next big event.
Oh, it's like fan base? Like
Stan
fan
Twitter
armies?
War.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Like, who can make the other one feel worse about themselves by tweeting? Or, like, literally having
30 versus 30.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. 30 BTS fans versus 30 Colby Covington fans.
Right.
No holds barred. To the death. Prize is $100 million.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Bet you we do, like, literally 1 billion pay-per-view buys.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I wonder if people would tune in if you're like, yo, there's this pay-per-view event and literally people are going to die. How many guilt purchases there would be?
Like, everyone, no one's admitting to have bought it. I streamed it illegally because, I mean, I'm not going to support something like that. People are dying.
It's disgusting.
You see, Triller is...
I thought this was the bit. You see, Triller has a dead people event? Yeah. What's Triller doing?
They're suing illegal, like, restreamers for like $150 million in damages or something crazy.
Yeah, bro. Good job. Yeah, get the 17-year-old and fucking...
Exactly. Imagine being like...
Ohio.
Yeah, like a Twitch streamer with seven people watching your restream of the fight. Yo, you get hit with a lawsuit for $10 million.
Yeah, this is like...
From Triller and Jake Paul.
That's like the Napster thing all over again.
Yeah.
Where people get 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
Charged with 10 years in prison for downloading Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of those people are out.
I was always scared that was going to happen to me.
Yeah. My boy got one of those letters.
Did he?
From AT&T.
Yeah.
Like, we know you downloaded all these things. That's
we
like
We know
shit.
You're downloading hentai porn.
And he was like...
We can see it.
He's like, oh yeah? You watched it too? Sick, bro. you're a creep like me. That's the shit that is... that stuff like that is what they should be talking about with VPNs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess it's not really relevant. 10 years ago, someone downloaded Britney Spears and their internet service provider pursued legal damages.
Yeah.
This could be you with hentai porn.
They just died in jail. You're like, yeah. Oh my God.
Download NordVPN.
And that's why you should use ExpressVPN.
Download ExpressVPN so you don't die in jail.
Holy shit.
I love with like 3D printers and stuff, that whole like you wouldn't download a car.
Yeah,
yes, I would.
Classic. Yes, 100% I would.
Yes, I can, actually.
Yeah.
You wouldn't download a gun. Today, yes, guys, we're recreating the fucking Beretta 1112. 3D printed guns are crazy, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's a scary, scary reality.
I've always wanted to do a short film where it's like weird modern... Like teenagers trapping guns with 3D printers, and like the plastic becomes very like sought after, and rappers are rapping about trapping 3D fucking 3D printer plastic because it's just like it gets banned or like some crazy shit, or like they're doing like custom substances.
Okay, I like that.
It's like, yeah, my boy got the 3D printer. You want a strap? And then it cuts them. They're all just staring at it. It's like the 19 day print. Yeah, so in like 3 weeks we'll have the top of the gun. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
And I like that. Cops bust them, they're trying to lug out this gigantic printer from the back room. they pose beside it in the newspaper. It's like, yeah. Massive bust today
with giant they said this printer has printed two guns in the last year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent work, gentlemen.
Yeah. Wait, can we get the... Candace, can we get the drama lighting, please?
Ew.
There we go.
Ew.
Cut it to me straight, kid. How many fucking guns has this printer printed?
This one?
This one right here.
In the last year?
Yeah. Now you tell me the truth. Maybe we could work something out.
Two.
Two guns. Any of them lethal? Because I know it takes a long time to print a gun that could actually kill somebody, so.
They were BB guns.
All right. This kid says they printed BB guns. Over under on how many gophers he's killed? All right, if it's more than 10, you owe me lunch. How many gophers you killed?
168.
Fuck. I won.
We should take him in anyway.
We should take him in anyway. Oh, you sick fuck. You printed BB guns to kill animals?
Just twisted kids printing BB guns to kill birds.
Candace, we can go back.
Yo.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah, that's going to be Netflix in 2020. We bought him a 3D printer. Oh, fuck. Drama lighting would be good for this too. Candace, let's go back. This is the new season of what is it? Big Little Lies?
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars on a Prairie?
Yeah.
All right, this is my bonnet.
Okay. A mom. Okay, got it.
We bought him that 3D printer last year. I don't know what he does in there.
Am I the dad?
You could be the other mom. Put up your bonnet.
He stays in there all day. Just, and we can hear the printer. We can hear the thing in the background. What is he printing in there?
Yo, just printed this gun. Want to go kill a bird?
Brayston?
What?
Where did you come from?
First of all, call me, but my boys call me. My name's Anus.
I'm sorry. Anus, I thought you were in your room 3D printing.
I was. Now I'm done and I have what I need.
What is that?
It's a BB gun and I'm gonna kill a bird.
You printed that cursed device?
I'm fucking psychotic, Mom. You should have known.
I mean, we had a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, well, you should have known in the first 3 episodes. Now I'm fully psychotic and I'm gonna go kill a bird.
Don't do that, honey.
Mom, why won't you help me kill this bird? You know I'm absolutely psychotic.
Hold on, honey. He said what? Okay, I'll be right there. The Hollywood Fix guy's at Saddle Ranch. She's talking shit.
Oh, we have to go kill him.
Okay, bring the peace.
Candace, let us return. Let us return. Damn. Fucking hell.
Okay, so here's another thing. I want to get into this test your girl TikTok. And this will be maybe a little bit of a relationship advice segment. We haven't done one of those in a little bit.
Yeah.
Like not on the new ship at
least. Yeah.
And so this actually will be a good, it's like a new form of that, honestly. There's this kid on TikTok. He's like, what, you know, kind of a Chad. He's a Chad looking guy.
What's his name? Sean?
Sean. And what he does is guys.
Yo, that name is more fucked up than your name.
Yeah. What's his last name? Go up.
That has to be
whatever. Tatai Samanskalski. That's how you pronounce that, I think. That's the proper Polish way.
This is Sean Coe. He's got Coe in his name.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the first two
and we look alike, too. We both have sick jawlines.
Yeah.
We do. What do you mean? Me and him, we're like bros.
Yeah, you and Sean Sizz?
Yeah.
Is that SZ?
Yeah. Sean Sizza.
SZY.
Sean Sizzy.
Sizman.
That's what it is.
Sizmankowski. Sizmankowski.
Yeah, Sis Mikowski. So he has.
That sounds like a
he has geez. Guys. Guys will tell their no. He'll tell them to DM. Guys will tell this kid to DM their girls to yep. see if they're faithful.
Yeah,
and what they do, and then this guy posts it all on TikTok. Unbelievable.
Genius.
This is exposing at a new level.
Genius, Sean. Genius.
It really is genius, and it's very heartbreaking and also really entertaining. So, what's the one that I sent you? Oh, fuck.
I'm going to tell him to do this to Alina, and then I'm just going to have Alina reply to him and be like, walking slush.
Just in audio notes?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just you?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you got to hit my girl, man. I've just been like really nervous. So she keeps, you know, being weird about her phone and all this shit.
And he's like,
cool, man. I got you.
Hey, babe.
Whoa, Kenny. He's like, damn, girl, is that you farting?
Oh, no.
What was that one?
That fucking laugh he does. He's like, oh, no.
Okay.
All right, play this one. Rip.
We said, hey, broski, for real, I need your help. My wife's 34. And I think she's into younger guys, like 19, 22.
Wait, pause. Can you help me, bro? What the Wait. Fuck?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, what's up, guys? Raider Tech here. We're reviewing the new iPhone 57.
My wife is into young guys? Yeah. Like 19, 18, 17. Not so much 17 because that's illegal.
Monotone. Yeah. It's like this person's relationship is ruined. It's his wife. Like, this is. This goes so much deeper than he could ever comprehend. And he's just like, yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Relationship Breaker. Today we got this guy. He's really fucked.
He's his wife's into younger guys. I'm kind of perfect for that because I'm 18 and I'm fucking cool jaw. So
cool
anybody's going to just DM her and say, what's up? Hey, you want to suck my cock?
She said yes, you guys. So I'm going to follow up and say, can I eat your pussy?
So like for part 2 when she sucks my cock.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm heading to her place right now.
The end of the TikTok. This is her. This is
what you look like when you're giving head. This is what you look like when you're giving head.
This is what your wife looks like when she's sucking a young guy's cock. what's up, you guys? Currently getting head from this guy's wife. It's pretty good. 6 out of 10, I would say.
All right, Leah, let it go.
I have a 4-year-old, and it mean a lot. I was like, bet I got you. I'll let you know. So I started saying, hey. Started slow. She said, hello. I said, how are you? She said, fine. How are you? Then I said, no, now I'm talking to you. Pretty good. Gotta be smooth with it. Always. She said, that was sweet.
Always.
You look very young. Not saying it's a bad thing. And then I said, I'm 20. You look like 25, right? And I said, 34. And that gorgeous, damn. And then she said, you're actually so sweet. I got to speed up the process. So I said, I just honestly just really attractive. And maybe we can see each other sometime. All right. She then says, you just met me, but I wouldn't want to pass up on that opportunity. So I said, a winky face. Because, like, you know. Then I want to ask questions. So I said, have you ever got with any guys my age before? She said, you will be my first. She said, will, like it's going to happen. So then I said, so you're saying it's going to happen? And she sent me a picture. I'm not going to say what she sent me. But you guys can obviously know.
It was her big
she
ass
said,
titties.
Did you like it? And then she also said, I don't even know if you.
Yeah, it was like her 34-year-old big old milkers.
So then she sent me a picture of her big old milky jugs.
Can't wait to suck on those.
Can't wait to suck on those. Sick nipples.
Anyway, yeah, gotta be smooth with it. So I went over there and sent her a picture of my penis. And yeah, like for part 2, when I suckered big juicy milkers. Imagine being the dude watching this, just listening to this voice. Yep, so I damn her. They have a 4-year-old together. Yeah. And he's like,
what did he send you?
did he suck on your big juicy milkers? Did he suck your big juicy milkers? Tell me the fucking truth.
What did you send him? Did you send him a picture of your pussy?
And then were you fingering it? And did he finger it everywhere? Did you do the sprinkler? You did the fucking sprinkler? Oh my fucking god.
You did the sprinkler all over the lens, didn't you?
And you got a squirt all over your pretty feet. Just ugly crying snot out of his nose. Was it bigger? Don't lie to me. On the phone with this
was
boy.
Was it younger?
What?
Was it young? Yeah, was it gooder?
Calling this boy. And then she sucked his young balls all night. No cry, like the silent, like, and then cry, like the.
Where did he finish?
Okay, Jesus, he finished all over my big 34-year-old big juicy milker.
Oh!
Yeah, let's go back to regular life. Bro, people on the last, on the bonus episode when we did that shit, some dude was like, I was laughing until halfway through, and then you guys hit way too close to home.
Exactly. That was everyone's comments. This got way too real. We've all been there.
How can you not laugh?
We've all been there.
Now, you know what happens after this? You know what he has to perfect?
What?
So, dude, what happened with my wife? Oh, she a nice girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I took care of it.
What? What do you mean?
She's good, man. She's a nice girl. She's not a girl. She's a fucking woman.
She's a woman.
She's given birth, you dickhead.
She's the mother of my child.
Did he suck the titties?
Then she sucked my dick, and then I sucked on her left titty. Gotta be smooth with it. I licked her right nipple.
Licked her rough nipple. We did doggy, and then I think she got on top. We did reverse cowgirl for a second.
God damn, bro. That's a brutal way to go out.
Yeah, that sucks.
Test my girl.
Jesus. I mean, I can't figure out if this guy's like doing a service or if this is just kind of messed up.
I think it's a service.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting the ugly truth out there.
Yeah.
Hey, now you got a 4-year-old, but the ugly truth is your wife wants to fuck a 19-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Or he's 20, right?
He's 20, yeah.
Yeah. Wants to fuck a 20-year-old guy. She wants to fuck Cody, Sean Sizz.
Yeah, my bro.
Yeah. Polish
Sean
bro.
SZA. This is empty. I don't know why I'm reaching for it.
Yeah, man. What an episode. We didn't really... Oh, shit. Corona.
Bless your heart. Did you say corona?
Yeah. You have to say that now every time you sneeze. It's not achoo anymore. COVID.
What'd you say?
COVID.
Bless you.
Thank you. No, it's just vax you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, vax you.
Pfizer.
Yeah, that's what happens, Andrew. You get the certain, yeah. Moderna. Anyways.
What do we got lined up? Go back to the topics. What do we got lined up for the Bone Zone? We got Zac Efron, Demi Lovato, the Josh fight.
The you just make the Bone Zone sound like E. Coming up on the Bone Zone, you're not going to want to miss this. Blueface's cult. Will you join? Just might.
And how many of you will hit the like button on YouTube and subscribe to us on patreon.com/tinymeekang? We'll find out.
We will find out. Join us on Patreon for the Bone Zone.
Ooh.
Hey. Did you suck and fucking come in his face?